This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Person-centered conflict resolution for positive humanism and personal flourishing. Discover how person-centered conflict resolution fosters empathy, respect, and flourishing in relationships through a secular humanistic approach. Person-centered conflict resolution, a thoughtful approach to better relationships. Hey, I want to share something with you that's really been on my mind lately. Person-centered conflict resolution. It's a way of handling conflict that puts the person first, focusing on understanding and empathy rather than winning an argument or proving who's right. I know that sounds kind of obvious, but honestly, it's not how most conflicts usually get resolved. And learning about it has really shifted how I approach disagreements. So, what exactly is person-centered conflict resolution? At its core, it's all about seeing the other person as a whole human being with their own experiences, feelings, and perspectives instead of just an obstacle or opponent. When you're in a conflict with someone, this method encourages you to listen deeply, validate their feelings, and work toward mutual understanding, not just compromise or a quick fix. One of the reasons why this approach feels so effective is because it aligns with the principles of positive humanism and positive psychology. Instead of focusing on blame or shame, it emphasizes respect, dignity, and our shared humanity. It's a secular worldview that values humanistic values deeply, encouraging us to engage with others from a place of kindness and openness. Imagine you're at work and there's the tension between you and a colleague over a project deadline. The usual reaction might be to defend your position aggressively or blame the other person for delays. But if you try person-centered conflict resolution, you'd start by recognizing that your colleague might be dealing with their own pressures or challenges. You'd listen to their side without interrupting, acknowledge how they feel, and express your own concerns clearly without judgment. This approach doesn't just help diffuse the tension, it creates an environment where both of you can collaborate better moving forward. What really makes this approach stand out is that it's not just about getting along, it's about fostering personal flourishing by applying humanistic philosophy to everyday situations. The goal is fostering genuine relationships where trust and respect grow, which benefits everyone involved. Empathy. Try to understand the other person's feelings and perspective. Respect. Maintain respect even if you disagree. Active listening. Show that you're really hearing and valuing what they say. Nonviolent communication. Use language that avoids blame and judgment. Collaborative solutions. Work together to find answers that benefit both parties. From what I've learned, this method is incredibly powerful because it reflects the essence of a secular worldview, one that doesn't rely on any religious or supernatural framework, but instead uplifts human connection and dignity as the foundation for solving our problems. It's practical, respectful, and transformative all at once. If you're curious about exploring these ideas more seriously, there's a fantastic resource I highly recommend. The book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It really breaks down how positive humanism combines applied humanistic philosophy with positive psychology to promote personal flourishing in everyday life. It's a great way to understand how these principles can shape not just conflict resolution, but how you relate to yourself and others in a meaningful way. Learning to approach conflict with a person-centered mindset can reshape your relationships dramatically, making them more resilient, compassionate, and authentic. Instead of getting stuck in cycles of frustration and misunderstanding, you start to build bridges that support growth for everyone involved. So yeah, next time you're in a disagreement or tense situation, try to take that extra moment to really tune in and focus on the person sitting across from you. You might be surprised at how much that changes the whole experience. Want to get started on this path toward better relationships and personal flourishing? Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today.